Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
That's right, folks. It's rock and roll. This is the host with the most. Welcome to Warhammer Radio. Glad to be back with you today. Chairman Mal Bama's last full day in office, his last full day to do damage, and Lord only knows what that knucklehead is going to do. But we have to remain ever vigilant just because the real deal, Donald Trump, was elected to office doesn't mean that the damage will stop. Senator Mushmouth is still in charge of the Senate. Representative Weak Dick is still in charge of the House. And he's been running his mouth saying that DACA's going to stay in place. You can bukkake all over his face, but he is not going to change one little bit. So a message to Representative Ryan. Warhammer Radio is going to be on you like a fat kid on a ho-ho. Things must change. The Constitution is the rule of law in America. And as the liberals like to say, it's settled law, bitch. So follow it. You cannot go against the rule of law. We have borders, we have laws. And executive orders don't mean squat. A phone and a pen, that does not win. Oh, that's a good line. That's almost like if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. A phone and a pen does not win. Oh, quote me on that one, will you? Use that as a hashtag. A phone and a pen does not win. Hell yeah, Warhammer Radio, baby. So, let's remember, Judases are in the Republican Party, and they will seek to sabotage what President Trump has in mind. Our chat room is open in case you want to give me a holler. Got a question? Got some obscenities to fling at me because you're a liberal monkey flinging poop monster? If you have something to say, if you got a sharp take on something I'm going to talk about today, bring it. Guest call-in number 657-383-1757. And we've got a special liberal hotline so I can abuse you. It is 657-383-1757. Bang a gong. Let's get it on. We got a lot to cover today. Because this is Warhammer Radio, where we crush liberal hearts, destroy liberal minds, smash liberal idealism, and drink liberal tears for sustenance. Warhammer Radio, we are legion. We are everywhere. CNN, the Communist News Network, has been touting that if Trump is killed before taking his oath of office, an Obama appointee will assume office. Isn't it nice that the Communist News Network is trying to get President-elect Trump killed before taking office, a loyal communist news network like them, I say we flick the dial and just smile. Let the ratings get even worse. Their ad revenue drop to nothing. Screw Ted Turner and his minions. Piss be upon them. And then there's that North Korean dwarf who's been putting long-range nuke missiles on mobile launchers and threatening, quote, a nice surprise for Donald Trump's inauguration. Apparently that genetic mutant retarded son of a bitch wants attention. I say Donald Trump should give him some attention, make sure the wind is blowing right and it doesn't drift to South Korea. And as long as it's blowing the right direction, send a tactical nuke his way and blast his ass to oblivion. That little dwarf has been causing problems for a long time. Say hasta lasagna, don't get none on ya, and make him go away. Speaking of pains in the ass and problems in the world, Iran. 17-story building collapses in Iranian capital of Tehran, leaving at least 75 dead, including 45 firefighters. Which I say is a damn good start, but not nearly enough. Reagan Akbar, bitches. Reagan Akbar. May piss be upon you, and I hope there was some pig fat in the fire. Yes, this is Warhammer Radio, and we are in the inaugural mode today. Don't forget, chat room's open. Got a couple of links in there to some important things that you should be aware of, because the utopian decline of the United States of America is here. Western civilization is coming to an end if we, the people, don't step up and do something about it. Once again, our guest calling number 657-383-1757. And that liberal hotline number, if you feel like being smacked around, 657-383-1757. Now let's talk about Chairman Mao Obama. Worst president ever. Obama is the first president ever to not reach 3% GDP growth. Let me say that again. Worst president ever. Chairman Mao Obama, with all of his playing with the numbers and cooking the books, could not get to 3% GDP. No one has ever been this limp and flaccid before in the history of the United States of America. All you unemployed snowflakes who voted for this homosexual got what you deserved. And my understanding is FLOTUS has drawn up the divorce paperwork already and plans on divorcing Barry Satoru on the grounds of homosexuality. What is homosexuality? Well, apparently, the limp and flaccid Barry Satoru is a bum fuck. That's what homosexuality is. Can't get 3% GDP for crying out loud. Jimmy Carter could get 3% GDP. Come on, man. On to better news. Fox rejected a Super Bowl ad featuring the border wall from a company called 84 Lumber. Never heard of 84 Lumber before, but I'll tell you what, I like them already. Why? Because they wanted to spend money on a 90-second Super Bowl ad to run just before halftime. That can't be cheap. It's 90 seconds, it's during the Super Bowl, and it's just before halftime. That's some serious dough right there. And the ad featured the border wall. I like 84 Lumber. 84 Lumber, I'm giving you a shout out, baby. You are all right with me. Fox, on the other hand, well, there's something that starts with an F. And you know what it is, and that's what you can do, because you rejected their Super Bowl ad. Why? Because the cowards at Fox are afraid of offending illegal aliens and snowflakes. Screw Fox. Screw the Super Bowl and screw the NFL. I will not be watching Fox. I will not be watching the Super Bowl. And I will not be watching the NFL. In fact, I haven't watched the NFL once this year, thanks to Colin Kaepernick and the rest of the knuckleheads who have chosen to protest it the way they did. You guys can eat the peanuts out my poop. This is ridiculous. You protest your way, I'll vote with my wallet. This is the Warhammer. And you guys, it's hammer time. Now, do you have to pay an Obamacare penalty this year? Many of you do. There's some things to keep in mind. Look up the exemptions this year. Read them closely. See if you fit. And remember, religion is one of them. Why is this significant? Well, I have become a Pastafarian. Not a Rastafarian. Pasta with a P. A Pastafarian. A member of the Church of the Giant Spaghetti Monster. Yet, the Warhammer is a full-fledged Pastafarian. A member of the Church of the Giant Spaghetti Monster. Google it. Fuck the IRS. They've been fucking me all my life. In wrestling, we call this a reversal. I am now behind them. And it's time for me to slip them the big Johnson. Yes, sirree, bub. I am a Pastafarian. Donald Trump has a message for folks this year and for throughout his presidency. And his message is, go on the attack. Stay on the attack. Become the Warhammer. Crush liberals in both parties, like that worthless Speaker Ryan, Mr. DACA himself. It is up to us, up to we the people, to hammer these people into oblivion. No one but us can make a difference. No one but us can stop what's going on. No one but us care. The elites in both parties do not care. Only we do. It is only we, the people, the working men and women in America, and those out of work and who haven't been able to find a job, that are no longer counted on the unemployment numbers, no longer counted anywhere, because Obama has cooked the books. We're the ones that aren't counted anywhere. No one cares. Well, I care. You care. Your families care. And Americans care. And it's time that we become the Warhammer and we crush these assholes like Speaker Ryan, who says that DACA will stay in place when President-elect Trump says that we are going to do deportations of illegal aliens. I got news for you. If Muslims are here and their student visas have expired, get out. If you snuck into this country illegally, I don't care if you got kids or not, get out and take them little milksuckers with you. If you're here illegally and you have teenage children here with you who are in school sucking up taxpayer resources, we don't owe them or you a dime. Get out. If you're sucking up resources, taxpayer dollars that can be going to veterans, can be going to citizens of the United States, can be going to the homeless who are citizens of the United States, get out. We need to cut off all aid to Mexico and use that money to pay for the wall and wall off this border to Mexico. Mexico built a wall to Guatemala and sealed off its southern border. And so when Mexico complains about the wall, we need to give Mexico a big shut the fuck up and build the wall using the foreign aid that we would give to Mexico and just shut it off. We need to go on a massive hiring spree and hire people for ICE, or lay off 20% of the federal workers and give them the opportunity to become ICE agents if they can meet the physical demands of the job. If they become fat, lazy, and complacent pigs, sorry, you're out. We will hire those that can meet the physical standards for the job. Your fat asses don't get grandfathered in. If you're a threat to others because you can't physically do the job, get out. We're going to make this country run like a well-oiled machine. Obama, the Dems, and the Marxist snowflakes say Trump and the GOP do not have the balls to change his policies. Fuck Obama. Fuck the left. Fuck progressivism. And fuck the status in the GOP. It's the Constitution, stupid. Follow it. It's Warhammer time. And I'm here to tell you, we are going to Warhammer you into submission. You will follow the law because it's the rule of law. You will follow the law because we, the people, demand it. Never mind the fact that in the Clinton years, you said we, the people, don't have the right to petition Congress for redress of grievances because the Constitution said that Congress didn't have to answer us, and you had a liberal Supreme Court that agreed with you. Guess what? When you give the people no means to petition for redress of grievances, you leave us no option but to war hammer you into submission. So, unless you want the people to use 84 Lumber, that company that Fox News turned away for their commercial to supply the wood for us to begin construction on a facility on the mall outside of Congress and the White House, for a facility to begin dispensing with mass quantities, derelict folks who refuse to do their duty and follow their constitutional oath. I suggest you get with the program and you follow the Constitution and follow your oath of office, because we, the people, have had enough. The Trump Revolution wasn't the end. It was the beginning. We, the people, are pissed off. Don't think Paul Ryan and mealy mouth, mush mouth, chinless drooler in the Senate, the majority leader, you frickin' coward, that this is the end. This is the beginning. And tell that boy, John McCain, who leaked that information about Trump, the fake news that he leaked that made him look even dumber than he is, Mr. Bottom of his class in the academy, that he no longer gets to play these games. We remember his first year in the Senate. That dumb shit got caught in the savings and loan scandal. Oh, yeah. And then what did he do? He did just like he did in the Hanoi Hilton. He started cheese-ratting and snitching his way out of it. And ratted on a bunch of senators and lied his ass off. He should have got run out of the Senate then, because he was a crook. Put your hands up, John. Oh, that's right, you can't. You cheese rat, no good snitch. You've been stealing from the taxpayers ever since the savings and loan scandal. You filthy little, you're no good. You're rotten. You've always been rotten. And if you get in the way of Donald Trump, you're going to get run over. Stand down and follow the Constitution. I suggest you read it. There is a storm brewing. Listen closely. Pay attention. And I mean listen closely, because this is not just a song. This is about to be a way of life for those of you in office and those of you who are in government who will not follow your oaths of office and will not get out of the way because you think you're in control.
I don't know if you can, but can you get an owner for ONS, that's O-N-S, Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be able to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
Today.
Hey, call fire and
telling me that I need new home furnishings. So once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable, cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a store with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some pampers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. It's not this fucked up situation and these fucked up police. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. It's not in the paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Units be advised of Camp 211 to arrest now at 938 Temple, 938 Temple. 30 subjects with bans trying to get in.